What Mr. Tsvangirai told me is that the meeting started as scheduled in the afternoon. And at the beginning, they were discussing normal government business, at which Professor Mutambara had to be part. While Professor Ngwe and Minister Matinenga were waiting in a small holding room, when they were through with the normal government business, Mr. Tsvangirai insisted that Professor Ngwe be part of the constitution-making discussion. And he literally invited Mr. Professor Ngwe into the room, and they discussed the issues together. Professor Ngwe did not raise an objection at the time. He participated in that discussion. And after that, the three principals on the constitutional matter made a decision on a number of issues, and they duly left the meeting. They adjourned the meeting.
Professor Ngwe received a personal call from the Prime Minister last week inviting him to this meeting, only to be given the runaround. He feels that the Prime Minister reneged on his promise to include him in this meeting. What can you say about this?
Well, Mr. Tsvangirai does not have any problem with Professor Ngwe's status as dictated by the Maputo SADC summit, that he is a principal. In fact, the MBC has already acknowledged that Professor Ngwe should be rightly accorded the status that SADC now recognizes on himself and on his party. What happened was, last week when this matter was supposed to come up for discussion, Mr. Tsvangirai personally made a phone call to Professor Ngwe, who happened not to be in the country, and Mr. Tsvangirai wasn't aware that Professor Ngwe was in Uganda for the COMESA summit. The two discussed the issue, and Tsvangirai decided that then the discussion on the constitution-making process was to be postponed to yesterday, because of Professor Ngwe's absence on government business. And yesterday morning, Mr. Tsvangirai made a personal call again to Professor Ngwe to remind him to be on standby, as the matter was likely to come up for discussion today, and he even invited him to come to the principal's meeting, which Professor Ngwe duly did. But at the beginning of this principal's meeting, the first item which had to be exhausted had to do with normal government business, of which Professor Mutambara, as the Deputy Prime Minister, had the right to sit in there, while Advocate Matinenga and Professor Ngwe were in a holding room. When the discussion then entered the sphere of constitutional matters, Mr. Tsvangirai personally invited Professor Ngwe to join the group, which he did. He never objected, he never complained, and the three then agreed on a set of on a roadmap on how this process could be unlocked. There were never any discussions on the actual content of what the Second Stakeholders Conference suggested should be part of the final document. The three principals are still locked up on the issue of how to move the process forward. What steps are needed process-wise so that the issues that came up from the stakeholders conference could either be incorporated or ignored?
So if Professor Ngwe is recognized by SADC, as you said earlier on, why can't he sit in the principal's meeting?
Well, there are two things which are here. Professor Ngwe, unfortunately, is in dispute with Professor Mutambara over their status in their own organization. Professor Ngwe has a separate dispute with President Mugabe as head of state over, again, the dispute between him and Professor Mutambara as to who the legitimate leader of the MDC is. And this matter is now in the courts, as you know. Mr. Tsvangirai, while he sympathizes with Professor Ngwe on the dilemma that he faces, there is a limit as to how Mr. Tsvangirai can help. Mr. Tsvangirai is invited to the principal's meeting as the leader of a political family, that of his own party. that is the MDC, he has no power to invite or force that the dispute in the MDC must be solved, must be resolved. So at the end of the day, while everybody in the MDC wishes to blame Mr. Tsvangirai for their own predicament, there's a limit a neighbor can do to interfere into the domestic affairs of a neighbor's family other than proper sympathies and try to assist in as much as possible.
Well, how do you respond to critics who say it appears that the Prime Minister is hiding behind President Mugabe, playing the Mugabe blame game, but deep down, he also does not want Professor Ncube, you know, in these principals' meetings, because he was the one who invited Professor Ncube to this principals' meeting on Monday. He could have easily walked out if Mugabe was the one who was blocking Professor Ncube from participating.
Well, Professor Ncube and Adam Tambara have a problem which is apparently under judicial scrutiny, is common cause. What these principals were discussing at the beginning, as I explained, was the normal government business of which Professor Tambara is deputy prime minister. Now, when it came to the question that is entirely political, that deals with matters of the constitution, where leaders of political parties have to consult on an equal footing as principals, Mr. Tsvangirai extended his hand and invited Professor Ncube in the house. I don't think Mr. Tsvangirai could have done anything beyond that, other than to say, no, we cannot continue discussing, we cannot discuss or even start discussing constitutional matters which are in the province of political party deliberations unless we bring in Professor Ncube. And he did that. And when Professor Ncube came into the room, he neither protested nor registered his discontent over the manner in which he had been treated. The only time Mr. Tsvangirai became aware of Professor Ncube's displeasure was through a statement which was published in today's papers.